We are, like many other friends organizations across the country, a nonprofit that exists to help serve our community library. We do this by providing the library with money for things they can't normally or regularly afford within their allotted budget. We do that here by selling books that are donated to us, and the profit after our expenses goes to the library.
Understood. So it's pretty straightforward.
It's straightforward at this level we just talked about. Now, the mechanics of selling books is an entirely different
thing.
Yeah.
They can be heavy.
Well, yes.
When you're stacked up with a number of books. How long have you been here?
So we have been in this building since the early 2000s.
Okay.
We have been in existence for 25 years.
I see.
And the Friends has expanded its presence over time in terms of the amount of books we take in, the amount of books we sell, the different ways that we sell them. And so this is all, to us, a way of doing the good that we want to do to help our friends at the library. We have raised quite a bit of money over the years and donated to a lot of things that the library needs. We support very specific programs as well for the library, like here in Beaverton, the library sponsors a yearly One Book, One Beaverton activity where a particular author and book is selected for the community to read. There are discussion groups, and a lot of times the author will come to town and give a lecture. The Friends pay for those books that are then handed out by the library for free to community members who want to participate in this program. So that's an example of one thing that we do.
Okay. Is it across Washington County or anything, or is this straight City of Beaverton?
This is specifically in the City of Beaverton. Now, compared to some of the other counties in Oregon, Washington County has a lot of independent libraries in various locations.
Sure.
Most every one of them has their own Friends organization. We are dedicated to serving the Beaverton City Library and its satellite branch in Murray Hill. It doesn't say we couldn't do more, but a lot of our neighboring communities have their own Friends organizations. They don't do quite as much business as we do, by a long shot. They don't have a store the same way we do. Huh. And, we all still have the same general charter of raising money to help our libraries.
Okay. So you're not subsidized by the government at all? You're just, do you make enough money off the books to pay your employees and the overhead and everything?
Yeah, we have one operations manager and a couple of assistant managers. That is our paid staff. Everything else is done here by volunteers.
Wow.
And so, for instance, I'm a volunteer.
Oh, okay. And well, thank you for what you're doing.
And our entire board of directors is volunteer as well.
Huh.
One thing we do benefit from is the city is our landlord in this building.
Okay.
And we occupy it at a substantially decreased rent. Although we do have to pay our utilities, the taxes on the building, all those other sorts of things.
Okay, okay.
But, this is an opportunity which not a lot of Friends organizations have. Some of them have, some shelves in various libraries that they offer books for sale on. Hillsboro has a much more robust operation than nearly anybody. They have several dedicated rooms in their branch on Brookwood Parkway. We're envious of them.
Well, some folks are envious of you, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so, because fortunately this little house here on Fifth Street, it has a nice feel of a little bookstore.
It really does.
And we still, unfortunately, are fairly well-kept secret. People wander by all the time and they don't realize who we are and what we are, but we've taken more steps over the year to get people far more aware of who we are, what we do, particularly when we have summer market going, farmers market going on across the street.
Yes.
We've taken to producing some pop-up sales in our driveway, and that really is interesting to a lot of people because they come by and go, I never realized there was a bookstore here.
Yeah. I mean, you do have some signage and stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to be paying attention a little bit.
Well, yes. And that's the thing. And so we are now getting far more aware of the need to do good marketing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's paying off.
Yeah. So what's the future like for you then? Any obstacles or?
Well, there's a few things that we find are opportunities for the future. You know, during the pandemic, as everybody realizes, in-store sales, regardless of what market you're in, have gone down.
Certainly.
The thing that's gone up in response to that is online sales. We have a very robust online presence. We sell books on Amazon, eBay, another outlet called Abe Books, which is for valuable, rare, and antiques.
Mm.
And right now, we make as much money through our online channels as we do through in-store sales. And we just see that online market continuing to grow and continuing to grow.
You have people that take pictures of everything and list all the books, just like you're in the store.
Right.
To give someone online a chance to browse
mm-hmm.
different sections and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yes. the browsing our inventory and other online sellers is sometimes not as straightforward as you might think. You kind of have to know what you're looking for.
I see.
But when you know what you're looking for, and we happen to have that book, we try to have the best price possible so you buy from us.
I love it. I love it. And we're talking with Roger Tobin here with sure. the Book Corner Bookstore in Beaverton, across from the downtown Beaverton.
Yeah, we're right at Caddy Corner from the library, right across from the new city fountain and park.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to the library and also to the area of Beaverton Saturday Market.
Well, I have walked by here with my arms loaded before with goods from the Beaverton Farmers Market, just so you know. And,
right.
And you're right, I didn't notice it, but now I certainly am aware.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the fun stuff, Roger, why do you do this? And how about the people here? Where are their hearts at for the community and for the books?
Well, yes, our volunteers are people who love books to begin with. You kind of have to love books if you're going to get in this business.
Indeed.
But even if you're not super fond of books, you get hooked because it's so interesting to see the books that get donated, to see the wide variety of things, to see the conditions they're in, to figure out who they get sold to. You know, our retail store here really handles almost the entire metro area, but people mainly from Beaverton and
sure.
the surrounding immediate communities. But in our online presence, we sell in all 50 states.
Oh, okay.
I guess
you would.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting. You know, we didn't quite realize we had that wide a reach, but you know, I looked at a report from the first 9 months of this year, and we sold into over 2,000 different cities across the country.
Wow.
In every single state, and I consider that to be a major achievement. It means we've got things that people want.
Yeah, and do you adjust your prices a little bit? You mentioned, I think I was talking to Nathan, one of your nice young men here, who was
right.
helping me out with some mm-hmm. drop-offs on Tuesday.
Right.
And today happens to be Thursday. We do Tuesday and Thursday afternoon drop-offs. And he was talking about some prices maybe where you sell a little bit cheaper
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they're affordable.
Right. That is certainly one of our goals, particularly with our retail operations here in the store to the local community. We try to keep every single thing in the store here under $5.
Yeah.
And most are $1 or $2. We try to make sure that all our children's books are definitely $2 or less. And a lot of times they're, you know, 50 cents or sometimes even less than that, because children's books are very important to people in the community because we want to help promote literacy as well.
Expound on that if you can.
Well, children's books are one of our biggest sales categories, and people come here because they can find a wide variety of affordable books for children, teens, young adults, and this is something that we're glad to see because there's a lot of people who haven't discovered the joy of reading yet, and we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to do that.
Do you have any examples of people that you may have met over the years? You mentioned you've been here since 2001, so that's a couple of decades or so. I don't know about you personally, but have you met people that have grown a little bit from literacy? People that might have come in, discovered something, and come back to see you? a little bit wiser,
Well, it's interesting because both in terms of customers and in terms of some of our volunteers, you know, we, during months when school's not in session, we do get volunteers from of school age.
Okay, there you go. So
high schoolers and things like this. You know, these are people who already have figured out they like books, and we do see them over time, you know.
Uh-huh.
When they end up going to college or when they finish college and come back, sometimes I'll come back here and say, you know, I used to buy a lot of books here. I'm glad you're still here because I want to buy more.
Do you have a favorite genre or style of fiction, nonfiction, authors, anything like that?
Oh.
And do you pilfer your way through the store? Is that a perk that you get, Roger?
Well, you everybody who's a volunteer does have the perk of being able to shop. They do have to pay.
Okay. You don't let them check them out, quote unquote.
Well, I mean, unless they can certainly stand here and read.
Okay, fair enough. On their break or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I'm attracted to so many different types of books. It's really hard for me to pin down. And when you take a look at the wide variety of books that we have come in here, I mean, we get beautiful coffee table books. We get sets of historical books. We get all the types I've already described. We also get other types of media. We get movies, DVDs, CDs.
Sure, just like a library.
Yeah, and the library also helps us out because the library occasionally has to purge things from its collection.
Oh, okay.
And so when they do that and they take something out of circulation, they give it to us, and then we try to sell it, because if we can do that, well, once again, we're helping the library make money.
Do you have a minimum standard of books? I mean, do you cull through them? You have some folks, because I just dropped off a couple hundred, and there's a processing area in the back where you can drop off, and it seems to be pretty organized. It looks like you have a good system down. Do you make sure that everything's good to go as far as the book itself? It has to be readable and the pages need to be intact, etc.
Yes. We do have standards for accepting books in. I mean, if there is heavy damage, if it doesn't look like they've been well cared for, if they've gotten super wet to the point where they're moldy and smelly and things like this, we obviously can't do anything with them. But outside of that, once they make it through a kind of a quick check for how they look and feel, then we do a lot of other analysis to say, well, what category of book is this? Is it a book which might be of interest in one or more of our sales channels? And we proceed from there.
Got it. Well, I'm talking with Roger Tobin here in the Book Corner in Beaverton on Southwest 5th, right in the heart of Beaverton. How many employees do you have? I say employees, volunteers, and do you consider them heroes? I mean, are these special people doing things because they want to?
Well, yeah, I certainly look at our volunteer staff as being extremely dedicated and providing incredibly valuable service to the community at large. Maybe they don't realize that when they start working here. Maybe they work here because they're interested in working with books. But the fact that all the work they put into this can eventually translate into money, which can go to the library and to other programs that support literacy. We have sets of books that we'll gather up and give to veterans organizations or to incarcerated people or to family support organizations.
Yeah.
All of those sorts of things. Another aspect of this is, you know, we keep books from going into the trash.
Good point.
I think a lot of people talk about, oh, everything's going to go digital. Well, not quite so fast from what we see. People still like the feel of a book. And I think that will always be the case.
I agree. There's a real satisfaction that you just cannot replicate with a Kindle.
Right.
Or, you know, an iPad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's better for kids to make sure they do have some books in their hands?
I think so, because, you know, the experience of reading a paper book, like you say, is totally different. They can pick it up anytime. If the power goes out, you can still read a book. If your batteries run out, you can still read a book. And it's also something you can put on the shelf and see it.
Huh.
And realize, oh, okay, yeah, that reminds me of various things. So I think that the value of the printed word in books is something that is not going to go away. And yeah, a lot of times people, and my wife and I include, we got too many books at home, we got to give some away.
I wonder where you could take those.
Well, exactly. Giving them to our organization is a very good idea because we give them a new life. We have times when people come in and they'll buy books from us, so they're already on a second life, and then they'll donate them again when they're done. And so we can give them a third life.
Absolutely.
Maybe a fourth or a fifth.
Uh-huh.
And every time, a little bit more money goes to the library.
Great. And then how much money do you actually provide for the library? Is it in form of a check, essentially?
Well,
at the end of the day?
Yeah, we do give them, and basically it's based upon a wish list they provide to us. It's priced out of various things they need. I mean, since our founding, we have given well over $400,000 to the library. Yeah, we're looking at ways we can make even more effective donations to the library. A library has a lot of needs that can't get fulfilled through the city budget. So We like to see if there's ways that we can not just do the little things like buy new furniture for one room, even though we've done that, but to help the library with larger capital issues. If we do our business right here and we continue to grow it, well, we'll have more money to do that.
Very good. Is there anything else that you want from the community?
Well,
is it just books? I mean, do you take cash donations or anything, or is it?
We do take donations as well, and we do get those from time to time. Mm-hmm. And if we get them, they're put to good use, both in terms of being donated back to the library, or to help us with our own needs here, because as you see, we have computers that have to be kept up to date, and alive, and things like this. And every once in a while, we got to buy a new printer or reams of paper. But we try to keep that at a kind of a quiet level compared to what we want to do in terms of boosting the library and the community overall.
Very good. It was a pleasure visiting with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you also, and I hope that everybody who listens to this will take the time to come and visit us here on Fifth Street, the little greenhouse across from the fountain.
Excellent.
Or look at our website.
And $5 is the most you're going to have to pay for a book, and a lot of them are more like 50 cents, $1, $2, $3.
That is true, and if you join us, if you take a membership, you can have a 10% discount every time.
Sold.
All right.
Roger, thank you. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.